General Hicks.
Now, yes, Mr. President. Hi. I wanted to say one thing that is a little advice to Buzzard that you could tell him.
Yes, sir.
It's very important that he not talk to Bob and John in terms of the melodramatic apocalyptic terms that he did. You know, when you came over the other day and talked about impeachment and resigning and all that crap. And also, he must not talk in terms this could indict you and the rest, because that will get them to lose confidence in themselves.
That's right.
He's got to be clear that he thinks this is all manageable.
Absolutely.
And you tell him, by God, he's to follow that out to the line or otherwise, not for the purpose of misleading him, but for the purpose of gaining their confidence, because that's Lynn's problem. See, Lynn has scared them to death.
Exactly.
They don't trust him, so Buzz Archer's got to be their friend.
And they're uptight, very understandably. And we just can't add to that.
Right. So you just say, by God, we're fighting their battle, and this can be worked out, and we're doing our very best, and so forth.
Right. I had a call from Conley. I talked to him earlier this morning to be sure he was in good shape, and he is. He said that the Pressling's playing, and he's doing this, and that the question of conflict came up, that he feels it's quite important if he's to go on with this. Go on leave of absence from his firm.
That's fair enough.
I agree. I think so.
I agree. If he's willing, tell him just call him back and say that the president feels it's terrible for him to take this sacrifice, but he does appreciate it.
Good. All right, sir.
Okay.
Fine. Right.